A new round of protests against the United States took place across the Muslim world today. In Pakistan, Friday's government declared special day of love for Islam's founder Muhammad saw violent clashes in several places, including the garrison city of Rawalpindi, Lahore, and Karachi. In Peshawar, protesters attacked and ransacked two cinema buildings. A driver for a Pakistani television station was killed when police opened fire to disperse protesters, seven of whom were reported wounded. The United States has taken out advertising space on Pakistani TV, in which clips showing U.S. President Barack Obama condemning both the film that has provided the pretext for the violence and the violent reaction to it.
Since our founding, the United States has been a nation that respects all faiths. We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None.
The president's remarks were originally delivered on September 12th in response to the murder of the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other diplomatic staffers at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, which was stormed in an incident the Obama administration on Thursday described as a terrorist attack. The television spot also shows U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton distancing the U.S. government from the film and the film's message.
Let me state very clearly, and I hope it is obvious, that the United States government had absolutely nothing to do with this video. We absolutely reject its content and message. America's commitment to religious tolerance goes back to the very beginning of our nation.
Despite the administration's insistence, the U.S. Chargé d'Affaires, Richard Haglund, was summoned to the Pakistani Foreign Office, and an official protest was lodged with him. The U.S. State Department has issued a warning against any non-essential travel to Pakistan. Elsewhere, as in the Malaysian capital Kuala Lumpur, where some 2,000 people demonstrated, protests were peaceful. I'm Chris Altieri.